Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small-town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Patty Nowlin. And Patty, you've got some exciting news to share for Midwest Energy and Communications customers that are here right in Southeast Michigan. What's going on?
Oh, Kathy, we do have exciting news. So we've been working in Southwest Michigan for 5 years now on our fiber internet deployment. We've got over 10,000 subscribers now. We're wrapping up the last of the five-year deployment here. And on this past Monday, we officially began construction in our Southeast Michigan territory. So fiber internet is coming to the Midwest Energy and Communications electric customers in Southeast Michigan.
Oh my gosh.
Been patient. It's taken a long time, but we have officially broken ground and are beginning our work.
So what prompted MEC to go down this crazy road of fiber internet?
It has been a crazy road. That's a really great way to describe it, but such an exciting road. So, Kathy, it was our customers that prompted us to do this. You know, we were formed as an electric cooperative back in the 1930s because the incumbent electric utilities wouldn't go into the rural space. It just didn't pencil financially.
Right.
There wasn't enough density, you know, that we talk in terms of number of customers per mile of line. And for the incumbent utilities back in the 1930s, going out into the rural space just didn't make financial sense. And so that was sort of the birth of the electric cooperative movement. So you fast forward 80 years, and we have that same inequity now with rural broadband. So incumbent providers largely won't go into the rural space and offer a reliable high-speed product because there's just not enough density. It doesn't make financial sense. And so for years, our customers have come to us saying, we need an option. We love our rural space. We don't want to have to make the decision to move, but because we need it. You know, it's not once upon a time, internet was a luxury,
right.
But anymore, it's a necessity. It's just like your electricity or your water or your sewer. You have to have it to be able to do life and living. And so we started looking at different business models and different options. Fiber is absolutely, hands down, the gold standard, but it's also an expensive option. But because we're able to use the infrastructure that we have in place, the electric infrastructure, and because we need two-way communication on our electric infrastructure anyway for reliability, for safety, for outage management, for a lot of different things, it just made sense to go ahead and go down the road of fiber for the electric utility side of our business, and then we've been able to successfully leverage that to provide a fiber internet option for our customers. So, you know, we believe that geography should not define a person's scope of opportunity. So just because you live in the rural space doesn't mean that you shouldn't have access to the same amenities as folks in more urban areas. And so that's all part of our vision of creating vibrant, relevant, sustainable rural communities. And we're bringing that now over to our Southeast Michigan area.
I know that's one of the concerns with a lot of people that move out of the larger cities is, who's my provider? Do I have internet? Do I have high speed? I cannot imagine using any of the slower ones. And even the faster speeds, sometimes you get spoiled and feel like they're not fast enough.
Once you've used something fast, so, you know, I go home from my office and I'm like, what happened here?
Yeah.
So, and I've got a pretty reliable option at home.
Right.
Yeah, once you're used to something fast, when you get the buffering or satellite, you know, a lot of our folks in the rural space use DSL, which those tend to be older copper lines that aren't very reliable.
No.
Lots of folks use satellite, and satellite's really fussy depending on weather circumstances, rain, snow, all of that.
Right.
There's a lot of fade with satellite, and so we didn't want to come out with something substandard. Our people, our rural customers have waited long enough, and so we really did want to come out with something that gave them the absolute best opportunity so that rural remains relevant in their lives and they don't have to make alternative plans and arrangements.
There you go. Well, I know your customers have got to be just ecstatic on this new thing that you're bringing them, the fiber. So construction's already starting this month. And what's the general timeline then?
So we broke ground Monday. What we need people to understand is through this whole process, we've learned that managing expectations is hard because we can't get it to people fast enough.
Right.
Gosh, we get that. What we need people to understand, though, is we're essentially building a system from scratch. So we are able to use our electric infrastructure, and we're building over our electric infrastructure, but we're still building a system from scratch. So there are some really key steps. Mainline construction, that's what began this week in the Tecumseh area.
Okay.
And then you do mainline splicing, drop construction, drop splicing, and installation. So there are a lot of things that have to happen before we're ever ready to make that call, that long-awaited call,
right,
to do the home install. So it's about, we're looking about a 24-month process.
Okay.
We build out by substation because, again, we're using our electric distribution infrastructure. So our plan for Southeast Michigan is that we're starting on the northeast side of our service territory, so up in the Tecumseh area. And we chose that area largely because that's where we have a fairly dense number of customers. Our density is pretty good up there.
Right.
So we're starting there, and we're essentially working our way counterclockwise throughout the Southwest Michigan service territory, and then we'll drop down to Ohio and build out our Ohio service territory. So generally speaking, it's the Tecumseh area, then Woodstock, Seneca, Palmyra, and then Ohio, and that's all over a 24-month period.
There you go. So, Patty, for current customers and potentially future customers, where can they go for more information on this service?
We've got everything online. It's teammidwest.com/internet. You can go in there and plug in your address. It'll let you know which zone or which territory you're in. We're going to be putting out some communication, hopefully yet this week. I'm actually working on it this morning.
Okay.
To our customers, letting them know what the plan and timeline is. And we'll also have all of that spelled out in the November issue of our Country Lines magazine. So teammidwest.com/internet, but we'll have other communications coming to our customers here over the next week.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Patty, for joining us and sharing information on the new fiber internet build out for Midwest Energy and Communications.
Thanks, Kathy.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.